This call is being recorded.
Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Word Princess, and I'm your greeter this morning. And anyone on the line, I can say good morning.
Good morning. It's Pretty Patrice. Good morning, Warrior Princess. Good morning, family. Happy Tuesday.
Good morning, Pretty Patrice. Happy Tuesday to you. Have a good one.
You too, sis.
Anyone else like to say good morning? Good morning. Welcome to Clear Victory. This is Word Princess, the finisher. I'm your hostess this morning. Anyone on the call like to say good morning? Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Word Princess. Anyone on the line would like to say good morning? Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is the Word Princess, who are on the line.
Good morning. This is Susie.
Good morning, Susie. Happy Tuesday to you.
Same to you.
Good morning, Diva. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Yvonne. Happy Tuesday.
Good Tuesday.
Have a great day.
Yo, y'all, what's up, family? Good morning.
Good morning, Brother E. Happy Tuesday to you. Anyone else like to say good morning? Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Word Princess, the finisher, and I'm your greeter this morning. Anyone on the call like to say good morning?
Good morning. This is Barbara out of Lodi. God bless everyone this morning.
Good morning, Barbara out of Lodi.
Is it okay to? Thank you so much. I had a prayer request. Is it too early for that, or should I wait?
Okay, go ahead.
A friend of mine, her brother-in-law's name is Robert. He had a I guess like an aneurysm, some type of brain bleed. He's in ICU, so they're watching him very closely right now. It's not looking good, so if we could pray for him today, that would be awesome.
Okay, I got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else want to call back and say good morning? Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Word Princess, the finisher, and I'm your greeter this morning. Anyone on the call, like to say good morning. Love to hear your sound. Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Word Princess, the finisher, who's on the call.
Good morning. It's Krishanda. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday, Krishanda. Have a blessed day.
You do the same.
Thanks. Anyone else on the call like to say good morning? Good morning. Welcome to the Glad Victory. This is Word Princess, the finisher. I'm your greeter this morning. Do you want on the call where I can say good morning? Happy Tuesday to everyone. Good morning. Welcome to a Clear Victory. This is World Princess, the finisher. Who's on the call? Anyone on the call would like to say something? Who's that? Is someone trying to speak? Okay, I'm going ahead and get started. Before we move forward, we ask you to mute your line so that we can proceed. Hello, my name is Tarina, AKA World Princess the Finisher, and I'm stepping in for JC this morning. And I'm your hostess. Thank you for joining us here on Declare Victory. We are a prayer call that meets Monday through Saturday starting at 6 a.m. Pacific time to add a
we can't hear you.
Okay, they're muted. Sorry about that. Let me, okay, 6 a.m. Pacific time to edify, empower, and encourage, and equip you in your walk with Christ. Please feel free to invite your friends so they can be blessed too. Be sure to tune in daily in March, as the teaching theme will be intentional growth. Higher, deeper, wider, stronger. You do not want to miss the teaching, lessons, and messages that the declarer are preparing as they hear from the Lord for his people. We have one announcement today. Please join us tonight, every Tuesday night in March, for TNT Bible Study with Pastor LaBelle Jones, right here on this call from 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific time. Again, please join us tonight, every Tuesday night in March, for TNT Bible Study with Pastor LaBelle Jones, right here on this call, from 7 to 8 p.m. Pacific time. The prayer request from that submitted from the app, I have one, and that's from Kushanda, requesting prayer and covering during the last part of my divorce settlement. There's a lot of resistance. The process has been going on for 4 years, although I've been officially divorced since April 2016. I'm asking to resolve this once and for all so that the whole family can move on with peace. My ex keeps looking for ways to keep the house, but we cannot work together, and I believe God has directed me to cut all ties with him. This is extremely stressful and painful. And the spoken prayer request is from Barbara from Lodi. Her friend, her brother-in-law, Robert, has aneurysm, and he's in ICU. Please pray for his healing. The order of the card is as follows. The declaration will be passed by Pastor Betsy Cargill. Praying and corporate praise will be done by Pretty Patrice. Then we will all go right into closing comments hosted by the Declare. I repeat, the declaration will be by Pastor Betsy Cargill. praying and corporate praise will be done by Pretty Patrice. Then we go right into closing comments hosted by Declare, Pastor Bessie. At this time, we ask you to put your phone on mute until instructed to come off mute. I now pass the call over to Declare for today. Pastor Bessie, have a wonderful day, everyone.
Amen. Thank you so much. Praise the Lord, everyone. Good morning to everyone. I'm so glad to be on the call on today. God is so good. He's so amazing. And I know that everything happens for a reason and for a purpose. And we know that God has something exciting for us. But this is definitely the season where God is doing something fresh. He's doing something new. The one thing I keep hearing over and over and again is that God is getting ready to increase us. So I know that if you're going through anything right now, just know because increase is on the way, increase is on the way. So today I want to talk to you just a little bit about being intentional and hunger and thirsting after God. I know that your theme for this month is deeper. And so when you're going deeper in the Lord, there's some things that you will face and there's some things that you'll go through. But you have to stay focused on what God has called you to do, stay focused and stay intentional. And so I just have a couple of points for you here. And I want to take your attention to Matthew, the 5th chapter and the 6th verse. It says, "Blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." This is what you call the Beatitudes. And so the Beatitudes something that Jesus was talking to the disciples about. And several people look at the Beatitudes as maybe an ethics code for discipleship standard conduct. They look at it as a kingdom value. They also look at it as portions of faith or what we should do. They also show some different expectations of how to fulfill new things in the kingdom. And so I love the Beatitudes because it makes you look at your life and figure out how do you live up to or how do you see things. And it starts off by the first one saying, literally saying, it says, the first one is in the 3rd verse, it says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, and theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, and they shall inherit the earth." And then our particular verses is, "Blessed are they which hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled." Verse 7, it says, "Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall call the children of Israel. Blessed are they which persecute, blessed are they who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom. Blessed are ye men, when men shall revile you and persecute you, and ye shall all with all manner of evil against you and falsely forsake you. For it says, rejoice and be exceeding glad, with great is your reward in heaven. And so, watch this, for so they persecuted the prophets which were before you." So he was trying to teach them something, and he kept telling them that they were blessed, that they were blessed, that they were blessed. So he was saying that they were blessed for the trials that they were going through. They were blessed for the things that they had to endure. They were blessed for men talking about them and falsely accusing them and forsaking them. He kept telling them that they were blessed, and I began to say, God, what does this have to do with being going deeper? What does this have to do with? He says, because what I want you to understand is that when you hunger and thirst after righteousness, you're trying to go deeper with God. One of the things that I wrote down here in my notes when I was studying on last night, it says, when you go deeper, you have to be careful not to confuse deeper with dirty. Oh, I love it when the Lord gave it to me, because when you're going deeper, you become a silent killer. But when you are dirty, and you have to know the difference, but when you are dirty, you are loud, you are a manipulator, you try to control things, and you try to convince people of who you are. But when you are going deeper in God, you don't have to try to control people, you don't have to try to control the situation, you don't have to manipulate anything, and that's exactly what Jesus did. He didn't try to manipulate anybody, he didn't try to control anybody. He was just going deeper in his assignment and what God has called him to do. So if you don't know anything else on today, make sure that you get from me what I'm saying is that Make sure that you're going deeper in God. Make sure that you become that silent killer and that everything that comes around you, you see it before it even gets here. One of the things, if you've ever gone deep sea diving or if you've ever gone down in the water where you're gargling or anything like that, if you go in the water, it seems as though when you go in the water, you could actually see something that comes upon you. But the further you go down, the deeper you go, the darker it gets. And if you don't understand your environment, if you don't understand who you are, you will, watch this, you will get caught up. But I love God because he says the deeper you go, the more you'll become a silent killer. So God is raising up silent killers right now to where they understand their environment. They know who they are. They know how to attack. They know how to fight. But the enemy keeps fighting on every hand. So one of my my points on today, this morning, is I wanted to tell you to be intentional when you're going deeper in the Lord with your relationship with God. When you're going deeper in the Lord and you're trying to gain your relationship and you're trying to go deeper with your relationship, one of the things that the enemy will try to do is he'll try to mess up other relationships. And he'll try to come in and he'll try to infiltrate in your minds and tell you that this relationship is not good. That relationship is not good. Again, you have to understand that when God is doing something, he wants you to intentionally go deeper in him so that he might be able to show you who you are. The only way for you to really understand your assignment here on this earth is that you have to go deeper. Your assignments come while you're in prayer. Your assignments come while you're in worship. Your assignments come while you're in deep meditation with God, because then he can speak to you, because then he trusts you with the deep things. See, God is not going to talk to anybody. He's not going to give anybody any real assignments unless they are going deeper in him. So you have to understand that he's calling you to go deeper, but watch this. When you go deeper, you become more of a threat. Come on, somebody. I love it. Because every time you go deeper, what happens is that the enemy cannot find you when you are deeper in God. Because watch this, you become a silent killer. You're not seen at first. And they're trying to figure out who you are, what you're doing, how you're doing. But you're intentionally going deeper in God. And the deeper you go, when you're talking about scuba diving and deep sea diving, the deeper you go, the more oxygen you'll need. Come on, y'all ain't hearing me this morning. The deeper you go, the more oxygen that you'll need. So God said to watch this. He said, I'm going to breathe the breath of life into you. Not only am I going to breathe into you, he said, I'm going to allow you, watch this, to breathe easy so that you don't panic, so that you don't give up, so that you don't walk away. Going deeper in God is a cost. It will cost you some relationships. It will cost you some friendships. It will cost you some things, and he wants to strip some things away from you. When you're going deeper, there are some things that you have to take off. So he said, I want you to become intentional about going deeper so that you can be the silent killer that I'm calling you to be. The second point that I want to make to you today is that know who you are. And I think I just mentioned this a little bit. It is very important that you know who you are. God will give you revelation when you're going deeper. But watch this. Your destiny and your calling will never make sense. I'm going to say that again. Your destiny and your calling will never make sense if you don't go deeper in God. Because what will happen is that you'll stay on the surface and you'll never understand who you are. You'll never understand what God is calling you to do. And so therefore, watch this. That's why people are going in cycles, because they haven't realized how to break certain cycles, because they're not going deeper in God. When you go deeper in God, he begins to show you your real destiny, your real purpose. And a lot of us are really missing our real destiny, our real purpose, because we don't know who we are here on the earth realm. That's the part that I love that God gave me, is that we don't really know who our assignment is on the earth realm, because he's calling you to go deeper. But sometimes you're just like, God, do you really want me to show up right there? God, is that what you're really calling me to do? God, is that what you're really saying for me to do? You have to be willing to step out when nobody else is willing to step out. You have to be willing to say, okay, God, you know what? I don't understand where I'm at, how I'm doing this, why I'm doing this, but I know this is that you're calling me for something deeper. I know that you're calling me for something deeper. So when you watch this, so when you are going deeper in God, you begin to access the real blueprints to your life and in the spirit realm, and then you understand your identity in Christ. Don't you know that you can't really understand your identity unless you go deeper in God? what he begins to do is he begins to give you the blueprint of why you went through some of the things that you went through. Why did you have to have surgery? Why did you have to go through bankruptcy? Why did your car have to be repossessed from you? Why did you have to lose your house? Why did you have to go through a divorce? Why did you have to have children? Why did you have to go through the things that you're going through? Because God said, I'm calling you deeper for a deeper revelation. I'm calling you deeper so that I can show you the real blueprint of what I'm trying to build on the inside of you. And a lot of times we don't want to go deeper because it doesn't feel good. Again, when you're going deeper, you begin to get stripped. You begin to panic sometimes when you're looking around like, God, I'm deep in this thing. Nobody is here to understand me. Nobody's here to recognize who I am. And when I'm trying to go deeper, I don't even sometimes recognize who I am because I've been stripped of everything that I know. Oh my God, I've been stripped of everything I know. Sometimes identity comes, and I'm going to say this to you, I hope you catch this. Sometimes identity comes with the purpose, or watch this, or with the things that we have gone through. And then what we do is we create an identity by the crisis or by the things that we've gone through. But God said, you're bigger than your crisis. You're bigger than the things that you've gone through. And don't identify yourself with what you are going through, but identify with what I have called you to be. A lot of people, they will identify themselves with what they have gone through. They'll continue to tell the same testimony over and over again because they don't have anything new, because they don't want to go deeper in God. Every time you go deeper in God, you have a new testimony of something new that you conquered. If you are one of the signs for someone that doesn't want to go deeper, is that they'll have the same testimony and they'll keep telling it over and over again because they don't have nothing new. Whenever you go deeper, baby, you're going to have a new testimony. Whenever you go deeper, you're going to have a new trial. Whenever you go deeper, you're going to have something new that you're looking at. And so you can't define yourself or find your identity by the things that you go through because it changes daily. Come on, somebody. It's just like when you're shedding hair or when you're shedding old skin. It's daily that you become new. It's daily that something changes. It's daily that you have conquered a trial. It's daily that God is trying to intentionally strip you away from things, and you're just like, God, but these are things that I'm used to. These are things that I hold on to. He says, I'm stripping you of those things so that I can give you a new testimony so that you might be able to identify who you are and understand your identity in me. The third thing I want to point out to you is that when you are going deeper, watch this. There are new things that you will have to go through that will teach you some things. It says, in order for me to leave some things, in order for me to understand what God is calling me to do, I have to both be consistent in my walk. And not only do I have to be consistent in my walk, I have to then tell every trial that comes against me that no matter how much I'm facing, I'm still going to be consistent in what God has called me to do. Can I just say to you, a lot of times you see people that start things, and when they start things, the enemy starts bothering them. The enemy starts messing with them. The enemy starts messing with their family, their finances. And not that they purposely, watch this, not that they purposely stop doing some things, but the enemy literally bombards their mind. He bombards them with trial after trial. He bombards them with everything until they become inconsistent in the things that God has called them to do. And they find themselves complacent. They find themselves sitting on the sideline like, wait a minute, what just happened? Because you stopped doing the things that God has called you to do, and you picked up something else that God did not call you to do. And so therefore you decided, I'm just going to stay at this level. I'm not going to go any further, because the further I go, the more the enemy tries to mess with me. The further I go, the more the enemy tries to bombard me. The further I go, the more the enemy tries to come against my marriage, my home, my children, my finances, my singleness, the more the enemy tries to mess with me. And so then we find ourselves very inconsistent with the new things that God has called us to. And we begin to latch on to, watch this, that one cycle that we're in. A lot of times we can stay in one cycle and we can go in circles and we can go in circles because we don't want to go any deeper. And so have you ever seen sharks? I don't know why I'm on the ocean or on water today, but have you ever seen any sharks when they are trying to come after their prey? They don't watch it. They don't leave. They stay right there and they circle around their prey. They circle around their prey until they intimidate their prey so much until they start to panic. The enemy wants you to panic. He wants you to give up, and he wants to circle you and continue to have you going in circles. But you have to go deeper in God. You have to go deeper. And the deeper you go, the more he'll show you your purpose and your plan of who you are and what he has called for you to do. I want to say to you, the fourth thing I want to say to you, and I'm really trying to get to these really fast, God's purpose and plan will cost you something. Let me tell you something. The gospel is free, but the relationship will cost you. The gospel is free, but the relationship with God will cost you. I keep saying that in different ways, but the gospel is definitely free. It will cause you. It will require you to follow watches, to follow things in your life that you will have to lose. You will have to give up. You will have to walk away from things that you thought. Oh my God, things that you thought, God, I thought that this was for me. I thought that this was something that you had called me to do. I thought that this was what you wanted me to do. He said, no, 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 that's not what I'm calling you to do. I'm calling you to go to a different place. I'm calling you somewhere else. I need you to follow me. So the gospel is free, but the relationship is deadly. Ask Jesus himself. He had a relationship with the Father, and he was trying to get a relationship, watch this, with us and with things that he was calling us to do, but it was costing him his life. But along the way with him losing his life, he kept building relationships. He kept taking people deeper. He kept helping people to find their identity. He kept helping people to understand their purpose. He kept doing it, even though, watch this, even though Peter denied, even though Thomas denied, even though people kept denying, he kept trying to help them to find their purpose. The gospel is definitely free, but the relationship is deadly. It's going to cost you some things. And Peter had to give up some things. Thomas had to give up some things. Every one of you will have to give up some things, and it will cost you almost your life and your mind. He said, those that try to keep their life will lose their life, but those who lay down their life will gain Christ. So you have to understand that the gospel is definitely free, but the relationship with Jesus Christ is going to cost you something. It really is going to cost you something. People will talk about you. They'll say you're this. They'll say you're that. They'll say you've changed. They'll say you're not the same. They'll try to walk away. But listen, let me tell you something. There's no greater reward than you walking with Christ, knowing that, he said, watch this, knowing that when I reign with him, hallelujah, that I shall have victory. I shall have victory. I shall have victory. So again, the gospel is free, but the relationship is definitely deadly. It's going to cost you something, and there will be some days that you are going through trials where you think that I'm getting ready to die. No, you're not getting ready to die. You're just stepping into a new person. No, you're not getting ready to give up. You're stepping into something new. I believe that Joel 2:25 tells us, I will restore. He said, I'm trying to restore you to the place. Come on, I love this good Bible. He said, I'm trying to restore you to the place to where I want you to be, but I need you to let go of some things that you've been holding on to. I need you to let go of some things that you've been holding on to. I love Romans 8:29. It says, whom he did foreknow, Romans 8:29. It says, whom he did foreknow, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. He's trying to make you the firstborn of the millionaires among your brethren. He's trying to make you the firstborn of the trials that you're going through. He's trying to create you over again. He's trying to make you over again. Come on, Jeremiah. He's trying to make you over again. Jeremiah 18, I believe it's the 4th and 5th verse. He says, I will. He said, you are marred in the potter's hand. He said, but I will restore. I will make you over again as it seems fit unto me. He doesn't care anything about your flaws. He doesn't care anything about the opinions of what people says about you. He doesn't care about your past. He doesn't care about what the enemy has tried to do to you. He doesn't even care that you're blind to the fact that, watch this, you're in love with something that's trying to kill you. He's trying to win your heart over so much so that you walk away from the things that you thought were good for you, so that he can show you a deeper revelation, so he can show you a deeper person, so that he can show you something deeper. Watch this. I'm getting ready to pull you away from everything that you understood and that you knew, and I'm getting ready to take you to a place where no one understands you, where no one knows you, and I'm going to have you to do your greatest miracles. One of the things that I preached on this past weekend was a great revelation that God gave me. It was about the story of Samson. And Samson, after he had gotten caught by the Philistines, they plucked his eyes out. And they kept Samson so long. This is I want you to see this and hear this. They kept Samson so long. And this was a part that the enemy doesn't understand. The more you keep me locked up, and the more you try to hold me hostage, the more you try to put me in the fiery furnace. Come on, three Hebrew boys. The more you put me in the lion's den. Come here, Daniel. The more you have me down. Come here, Job. The more you have me down is when I realize who I am. You have to understand that while the enemy's trying to hold you down, you find out who you are. Because remember, the relationship, the gospel is free, but the relationship is deadly. It'll cost you something. Also, remember that God is calling you, watch this, to go deeper so that you might be a silent killer. You don't have to say a whole lot, but God is calling you to go deeper so that you can become a silent killer. Samson became a silent killer. He didn't have no sight. He didn't know which way to go. He didn't know how to get there. And God used, watch this, God used a lad that didn't know who he was and didn't know, and Samson didn't know him. He didn't know Samson. And so God used the lad, and he told the lad, he said, lead me to the pillars. This is the part that I love. He said, lead me to the pillars. Because Samson had realized that the enemy had kept him caught up for so long and had tried to distract him for so long that he started getting his strength back. He became more stronger than he was before. And Samson, when he got to the pillars, it's not even in my message today. It's not even in my notes, but I got to tell you this. When Samson got to the pillars, he put his hands on the pillars. And as he put his hands on the pillars, he looked up to God. He said, avenge me of my adversaries because they took my sight from me. Sometimes you got to tell God, avenge me of my adversaries because they have took my sight from me. I've gotten off key. I've gotten off filter. I've gotten off of the path. I've gotten off of the way that you have called me to go, God, because I cannot see anymore, because I'm going through so much right now that I cannot see my way. But God will use the most unusual, most unlikely people to lead you to your place. And Samson bowed himself. And when he bowed himself with all his might, he pulled down the two pillars. And Samson, watch this, I'm trying to go somewhere, because Samson had to go deeper in God. But it wasn't until he was held captive. It wasn't until he lost his sight. It wasn't until he felt like he had lost everything. And he had to lean on something that he did not understand to lead him to his greatest victory. God will put you in contact with people that you do not understand, that you do not know. He'll take you to your deepest, darkest places, and he'll reveal some things to you, who you really are, what your real assignment is, and what you have been called to do. And he will watch it, have you to do your greatest assignment while you're blind. Ah, my God, y'all ain't hearing me. He'll have you to do your greatest assignment while you are blind. He'll have you do your greatest assignment while you've gone deeper and you cannot see the things that are in front of you, but you know what God is calling you to do. So you say, okay, God, when I bow this time, I want you to kill more in my death than you are killing in my lifetime. Come on, y'all ain't hearing me. I just said something right there. God will allow you to kill more people and more things and more enemies, excuse me. He'll allow you to kill more enemies in your death than he will allow you to kill in your lifetime. Come on, somebody. So watch this. Every time I die daily to my flesh, I'm killing something that the enemy tried to put upon me. Every time I die daily to my flesh, I'm killing something around me that was trying to hold me hostage, that was trying to keep me, because Samson's hair began to grow back. The more the enemy keeps you, the longer that he keeps you, the more you'll grow your strength back, the more you'll understand who you are. Let me get past this. Let me get to this last point. This last point is that, my fifth and final point is this, the enemy will watch his fight against your peace. He'll try to steal your joy, but you have to ask God, watch this, to reveal the hackers and the blockers. Oh, you ain't hearing me. When you are going deeper in God, you have to ask God to reveal the hackers and the blockers. There are some enemies that are around you that are hackers and that are blockers and that are hindrances. The enemy will call some people that will be around you that will try to block you. They'll try to hinder you, and they'll try to hack you. Oh, my God. Any computer people out there that understand what I'm saying, you got hackers that'll come out there. See, hackers, what they do is they come in, and not only do they try to steal from you, but they try to steal your influence. Oh, y'all ain't hearing me today. They're trying to steal your influence. So you have to understand that what God has put upon you is he has put influence upon you, to where you have to understand that sometimes the enemy will come in to steal your peace, because he's trying to hinder you from going forward. He's trying to hinder your life. He's trying to block some things that are around you. He's trying to do that, but you have to understand that God has called you to this thing, and you have every right to go into the frequencies of the spirit realm and begin to pray against those things. God, I pray against every hindrance that tries to come against me. God, I pray against every hacker that's trying to steal my influence and trying to steal my identity and trying to steal the things that you have called me to do. God, I pray against those blockers that are trying to block the flow of what you have called me to do. You have to infiltrate into the free, into the spiritual frequencies, into the radio waves of the spiritual realm, and you have to go in and you have to begin to pray for those things. Whenever you have something that you're hearing on the radio, there's frequencies that comes in every now and then, and so you have to tap into the frequency that God has you in, and you have to stay there, but you have to see the frequencies that come in to try to interrupt. It's like you can be having a conversation driving down the street. The truckers know. You can be having a conversation and your radio comes on and your breaker 19 and you're talking to your fellow truckers and you're talking to your fellow men and women of God that are traveling along the way. And what begins to happen is that you have radio frequencies that try to come in and try to mess with the airwaves, that try to come in and cause blockage and hindrance so the other person cannot hear you. They cannot hear you calling for help. They cannot hear you asking for something. They cannot hear the conversation. So you have to go in and you have to stop the radio frequencies or the spiritual frequencies that are trying to hinder and that are trying to block and that are trying to cause some things that come in between there, because there are hackers out there that don't want you to succeed. Come on, somebody. There are hindering spirits out there that do not want you to succeed. They do not want you to go any further. So you have to understand that God is calling you to go deeper so that, watch this, you can come against the enemy when he comes against your peace. See, radio frequencies and the spirit realm comes against your peace, because what it does, it tries to interrupt some things that God has called you to be peaceful about. It tries to cause fear to come in. It tries to cause hindrance to come in. It tries to cause intimidation to come in. And when you cannot get a prayer through, come on, somebody, when the enemy has blocked some things and you cannot get a prayer through, it steals your peace and your joy, because then you're like, God, what's going on? But we bind every distraction in the radio frequencies in the spirit realm right now in the name of Jesus, and we command that they be gone, that they go back to the pits of hell from which they came, because God is calling you to be a silent killer. God is calling you to go deeper in him. When you're going deeper in him, he wants you to, one, be intentional. He wants you to, two, understand who you are, because you have to understand your identity, your identity in Christ. Three, he's calling you, watch this, he's calling you to do something that will keep you focused on what he has called you to do. Four, the gospel is free, but the relationship will definitely cost you, and the enemy will definitely try to cause hackers and hindrances, blockers to come in. So I pray that you got something from that on today. I pray that God will bless you. I pray that God will do something great for you. I pray that that got into your spirit. I pray that you are doing something amazing today and that your day is going to be great this morning and declare victory. Amen. So I'm going to pass the call along so that we can go into our praise and our reports. Amen.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We welcome you on this morning. We glorify you on this morning, God. Thank you for waking us up this morning, God. Thank you for the breath of life, oh God. Thank you for the activity of our limbs, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for us being in our right mind, with our mind stayed on you this morning, God. Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask, oh God, that on this day, this is the day that the Lord has made, we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We ask, oh God, that you forgive us for our sins, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We don't take it lightly. It wasn't the alarm clock that woke us up this morning, God, that it was you. So thank you, God. Thank you, oh God, for our homes and our jobs, oh God. Thank you for the bills being paid, oh God. Thank you, oh God, that the devil didn't come to kill us or to destroy us, oh God, that you covered us with your blood, oh God. Thank you for the blood, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh God, we thank you for giving of your only begotten son so that we might be saved. Hallelujah. Thank you for Minister Carlisle on this morning, for that wonderful word, oh God, that rich word, oh God. Thank you, God. Thank you, oh God, that the enemy didn't come and kill us, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for bringing us out of the muck and the mire, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for bringing us out of darkness, oh God. You could have left us out there to die, but you didn't, oh God. You plucked us out. You saved us. You gave us a calling on our life, oh God. And we thank you, God, in advance for what you're going to do in us and through us, oh God. We come right now praying for Robert that is in ICU. We know you to be a healer, oh God. So we pray, oh God, that you cover him, oh God, from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Touch every hand that has to touch him, every medication that is given to him. We're asking, oh God, that you do a new thing, oh God. Deliver, heal, and set free, oh God, as only you can, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for him, and we pray, oh God, that you cover him and cover his family, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for Barbara for asking for prayer for him on this morning. We pray for Krishanda, oh God, in the name of Jesus. She's going through a divorce, oh God. So we ask, oh God, that you lift her up, oh God. Give her peace, oh God, in this weary land that she's in, oh God. No matter what it looks like, no matter what it sounds like, she will stand on the word of God. But she needs strength, oh God. She needs you, and she's asking, oh God, that you cover her, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for our children, oh God, in the name of Jesus, our young children and our adult children, God. We pray, oh God, that you continue to cover them with your blood, oh God. Keep a hedge of protection around them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Direct their paths, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We pray for marriages on this morning, God. We pray, oh God, that you bind us in love and unity, oh God, that we will love one another, oh God, as Christ loved the church. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God, for those that are in the military, oh God, that are watching over us, that gives us the choice, oh God, to do what we want to do, to be free, oh God. They're standing in a gap for us. They're putting their lives on the line, oh God. And for that, we say thank you, God. And we ask, oh God, that you keep a hedge of protection over them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray for those that are in administration, oh God, that are ruling over us, oh God. We pray, oh God, that you put saved souls, oh God, that are saved and in the body of Christ to lead and rule over us, oh God. Until then, oh God, we pray for those that are there now, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we ask, oh God, for correction and reproof, oh God, in their lives, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Thank you, oh God, for the benefactor of this line, God. Thank you, oh God, that she was obedient, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus, that she did what you told her to do, God. That she picked up the phone and she drew all men. God, hallelujah. Thank you, oh God, for souls being won, for lives being saved and changed, oh God. For books being published, oh God. For songs and ministries to be started, oh God. Thank you, oh God, for what you're doing, oh God, in the spirit realm, oh God. No matter what it looks like, God. Father God, we ask, oh God, that you bind us, oh God, together, God. Bind us, God, so that we can abide in you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God. We thank you for the hackers, oh God, but we bind them. We come against them right now in the name of Jesus. Anyone that's trying to come against our mind, our body, our homes, our jobs, our ministries, oh God, we bind them and we give them and we throw them back to the pit of hell where they came from. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. We don't take it lightly, God. There is a job that we have been called to do, God, and we want to do it earnestly and fervently, God. Hallelujah. We want to thirst after righteousness, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Keep that fire burning in us, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God. We love you, God, and we honor you, God. And we want to be a silent killer, oh God. So give us, oh God, what we need, oh God. Hallelujah. Fill us, oh God, with a fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Give us a mind, oh God, to read our word, oh God, so that we can have more of a blueprint, oh God, of our lives, oh God, so that we can know the direction in which you want us to go in, oh God, the footsteps that you order, oh God. So we thank you, God. We honor you, God. We are the righteousness of God. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. So we thank you for this opportunity once again to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor that you so justly deserve. If we had 10,000 tongues, oh God, it wouldn't be enough, God, to give your name the honor and glory that you already have, oh God, that you already spoke over our lives, oh God. We thank you, God, for all that you've done, God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We humble ourselves before you, God. We lay it all at your throne, oh God. Thank you for grace, oh God. Thank you for mercy, oh God. Oh, where would we be, God, if it wasn't for you? We are nothing without you, God. So we thank you, God, earnestly and fervently, God. We thank you for all that you've done in our lives, oh God. Build us up in our inner man, oh God, so that we can destroy the wiles of the devil. He comes to kill, steal, and destroy, but you said, I came that they might have life and that they might have life abundantly. Oh, hallelujah, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I pray for my husband, oh God. I ask, oh God, that you cover him, oh God, with your blood from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, oh God. Although he's on light duty, oh God, I ask, oh God, and I demand, oh God, that he is brought to 100%. Anything that's trying to come against him, any foul spirit, any demonic spirit, I rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Every family that's represented on Declare Victory, we declare and decree we are the righteousness of God. So as we take our phones off of mute, we want to say all together that we love you, Lord Jesus. We honor you, Lord Jesus. And give your name the praise, the glory, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We thank you, God. Thank you, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah,
hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So much to be grateful for, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for reminding us, Lord God, all that we have to be grateful for, Lord God. We give thanks this morning, Lord God, that you woke us up, Lord God, with our hearts and our minds.
Hallelujah. Lord God, the kingdom of heaven first, So when you stop in the middle of the assignment, several people die because
of, and I have to say this, I know it might sound harsh, but several people will die because you have not completed your assignment. I believe it was Pretty Patty that said that we're glad that the woman of God answered the call. We're glad that she started the prayer line. We're glad that she started declaring victory. And I remember when she started it some time ago, she put on Facebook the logo and she was asking people for which logo should it be. And so had she not started the line, where would some of us be today? And so when you think about it, you're just like, wow, God, wow. So excuse me, Genesis 10. And Abraham is introduced in 11, sorry. Abraham is introduced in 27, verse 27. Genesis 11 and 27, he's introduced there. But his father, Torah, had been given the assignment to take the children of Israel. What he did was he stopped in the land of Ur of the Chaldeans. And there, when he stopped there, his son died. Sarai could not give birth, and they were barren. And everybody always talks about chapter 12. I love history. You don't really know who you are if you don't have a background history of where you've been. And so we have to get a background story of where Abram been or what he has gone through in order for you to really understand chapter 12. And a lot of people just jump into chapter 12 and says, and God says, go. But you have to understand the depths of chapter 11 in order to understand where God is telling you or catapulting you to. You can never really get to the deepest parts or the deepest level of God if you don't understand my history of my pain of what I went through. And so there was some pain that he had to go through. And I'm not lost. Believe me, I'm not lost. I'm going somewhere. And so in chapter 12, he tells him to go, but he's introduced in chapter 11. But from chapter 11, we get to a point to where the woman, his wife, Sarai, she's barren and she cannot have children because they're in a land that they weren't supposed to be in. I'm going to say that one more time. They're barren and they're not producing and they're not bringing anything out and they can't go deeper because they're in a place that they're not supposed to be. I'm going to say that one more time. They're barren and they're not producing because they're in a place that they're not supposed to be. There are some of you that have stopped in places that you're not supposed to be at. You're just was supposed to pass through. And so you need to pack up your bags and you need to leave because God didn't call you to stay there. He called you just to visit there. And so if I can make that really plain to you, I'm going to make it really plain. God didn't call you to stay in that hurt or in that pain. He called you just to be there just for a minute, just to visit it, to understand what it is so that you might be able to have sympathy and empathy for somebody else, but you need to pack up and leave. So you need to take some things with you, but don't pack up the hurt. Don't pack up the memories of it. Just begin to pack up your things that you have gained from the experience to be able to minister to someone else, which is called ministry, and you need to leave that place. And so a lot of us are stuck in one place in our minds, and then we have an identity crisis because we haven't fully gotten the blueprint of who we are because we're stuck in a place where we weren't supposed to be going forward. So when you look at chapter 11, then you look at chapter 12, and you look at chapter 13, 14, and 15, and it goes on. And I'm talking about the blueprint. I'm talking about putting things together because in this moment, Sarai just becomes very, very agitated. And in chapter 15, they pick up someone by the name of Hagar. And when they pick up a woman by the name of Hagar, she comes into the pattern of your life. Watch this. I'm talking about blueprint. I'm talking about connecting the dots all together. I'm talking about finding your identity and finding out what God has said for you and being intentionally to go deeper. And so they find Hagar, and when they get Hagar, Hagar now goes with them, and Sarai gets frustrated, and she said, you know what, Joe Abram, she says, go ahead and go into my maidservant. So she now has a child. When she's having a child, Sarai gets very mad at her, and she tries to push her away. And so she has a child, and I love it. I love it because a lot of times when you're producing something, the enemy will cause you to try to give up on that thing. He'll cause you to try to let that thing go. He'll cause you to try to abort the assignment because it gets too hard. He'll try to cause you to do that. But no, God told her when she left, he says, you're going to have a son by the name of Ishmael. And Ishmael is not going to get along with anybody. He's not going to be friends with anybody. Don't cut his hair. Don't do anything. And so now you have the dots that are connecting, they're coming together, all because someone was introduced in chapter 11 at the end of their lives, at the end of the chapter, but held a very crucial piece to somebody else's life. I'm trying to tell you that you're holding a crucial piece to somebody else's blueprint in their life, and you have to begin to step where God has called you to do. So let me finish this, because I'm teaching a whole nother lesson. I'm so sorry. So I said all that to say that from chapter 11 to chapter 12 to chapter 15 to chapter 16, and you jump over to chapter 37. You jump way over to chapter 37. My life was introduced in chapter 16, and I'm talking about Ishmael. My life was introduced in chapter 16, coming from a man and a woman by the name of Hagar, a man and a woman by the name of Abram, who didn't really want the assignment, but God told him to get up and go to the assignment in chapter 12. And then in chapter 13 and 14 and 15, he gets frustrated. Along the way, you will get frustrated when you go deeper, but God says you have the blueprint to somebody else's life. And so in chapter 37, there's a boy by the name of Joseph, who now gets thrown into a dungeon. He now gets thrown into a cave. He now gets thrown into something because his brothers is jealous of the assignment that's on his life. Come here, hinderers and blockers and hackers. They're now jealous of something that's upon his life. And so you jump from chapter 16 to chapter 37, and I have to go through all of these chapters in my life just to find out my blueprint. Hagar, you had the son by the name of Ishmael so that Ishmael might be able to save Joseph, so that Joseph might be able to create a welfare system so the children of Israel might not die. You see the blueprint I just laid out right there? When you intentionally go deeper in God, there's a connection that happens with each and every one of you. So each and every one of you that are on this call, there's a blueprint of your life that you're connected with someone else. So if you know someone else that is on this call, that's been faithful on this call, tell them, don't give up. God has a blueprint for each and every one of us. In some kind of way, God is connecting the dots. So let me just finish with my points here. So one, be intentional in your depth. Two, when you go deeper, God will help you to understand your identity, and he will help you get access to the blueprint of your life. Three is where I kind of missed where I was. One of the major points is that when you go deeper in God, there will be people that are new things that will try to connect with you. Be careful of new things that try to attach onto you. When you go deeper into the ocean and the deeper down you go, the more things try to attach onto you. You have snails and calluses and all those types of things that try to connect onto you. So be careful of things that try to connect to you and things that try to hold you hostage and things that try to be on you, because you're trying to be consistent in God. And sometimes you can't have dead weight or baggage that's on you. So point number four that I made was God has a purpose and plan for you. The gospel is free, but the relationship will cost you. And he's going to strip you of some things and take some things away from you and out of your life. Point number five is the enemy will fight against your peace. And God will ask you, watch this, God will allow you to, God will reveal some hinderers and some blockers and some hackers for you in your life. And God wants you to go deeper so that you might be a silent killer and not become, watch this, and not be dirty. There's a difference between deeper and dirty. And I didn't explain this earlier because I wanted to, so let me explain it now, is that when you go into the ocean, the deeper you go down, the more the water looks murky. And it looks like it can be dirty, but it's not really dirty. It's just that you're going deep. So a lot of times, I hope I don't get in trouble for this. A lot of times people can seem deep in their prophetic, and people can seem deep in their word, and they can seem deep in a lot of things. When they're not deep, they're just dirty. And so they are very loud, and they're manipulative, and they try to convince everybody of who they are. But you'll know the difference between someone that's deep and someone that's dirty, because watch this, their lifestyle of, watch this, I'm going back to my original scripture, which was Matthew 5 and 6, because their lifestyle reveals the Beatitudes. I love it, I love it, I love it. Their lifestyle reveals the Beatitudes, and that is, he began to tell them, bless, 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 bless. And you'll see the blessings of God flow off of people's lives, and you'll see the blessings of God in their lives. It says, blessed are the poor in spirit, Matthew 5, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, and they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, and they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, and they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, and theirs shall be the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men revile you and persecute you, and they and shall say all manner of evil against you and falsely forsaking you. You have to rejoice exceedingly, hallelujah, because God has your reward. So there is a difference between those that are dirty and those that are deeper. So I pray that you got something out of that. So I'm going to open it up for questions. If anybody has any questions or any aha moments where you says, wow, that was great, or you have any comments or anything like that. So I'm going to open it up now. I hope you guys got those 5 points. No questions. No
good morning. Good morning. This is Pretty Patrice. Thank you so much for your declaration on this morning. Thank you for your obedience to do what was asked of you this morning so that we could receive what we received on today.
Amen.
And that's a prime example of what you were talking about. If you weren't obedient to the call this morning, we wouldn't have gotten the information that we needed to add to our blueprint on this morning. So thank you so much. It was so good.
Amen.
Amazing.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good morning, Pastor Bessie. It's Dee Dee. Thank you, sis. Oh, my God. I got, you know, I'm a note taker, so I was trying to keep up with all you share, but you share so much. But I had wrote when you said, when the enemy is trying to hold you down, you'll discover who you are. Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. Man. And then being in those places that we were never supposed to be in, just, it's so full this morning. It's like, wow, I just appreciate, just like Patrice just said, that frequency and then the blueprint. Mm-hmm. He shared so much. Just, it's rich. Everything that you shared, and I just appreciate how you teach, because I flow the way you flow. So I thank you, sis, and I just, yeah, this is a good morning. So thank you, and I love you.
I love you, too. You're welcome.
Hi, Pastor Bessie. It's Moni. Good morning.
Hi, Moni.
Wow. Oh, my Jesus. This message was so rich. I just ditto what they both just said. I it was just, I'm speechless. I just am. I have 2 pages filled with notes from top to bottom. And this is so life-changing. It truly is. I thank God because the messages this month have been so great. And I thank him for really speaking to you, to speak to us, to get to us. You really brought it this morning. This was a home run. And I'm taking this stuff to the bank. I truly am. And I'm even gonna forward it to my friends because they got to hear this. What you brought today was so rich for our belly. I am so filled. I don't know if you've I'm sure you have, but have you ever eaten where you are so full, kind of like it usually happens like when you go to a buffet where you're just sitting there and you're like, man, I got to sit here and wait till this goes down so I can eat some more. That's how full I am right now. I can't even explain it to you.
Wow.
Thank you for your message today, Pastor Bessie. I just love you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Awesome. Anyone else this morning? Amen. Amen. Well, I am going to, I guess we'll close it down. We want to just thank everybody this morning for all that you have done. Thank you for being on the line. Thank you for dialing in. Thank you for your responses. I pray that you got some good notes and, like Moni said, able to take it to
some friends and family. So I pray that you, maybe we can, if Deanna allows us to, maybe we can listen to it again. I don't like listening to myself again, but maybe we can hear it again. So, but I am going to release everyone to have a great, great morning. Declare your Tuesday on this morning. Declare victory over your life. Declare victory over your home, over your marriage, over your singleness, over your children, over your finances. Begin to start putting things in the airwaves to where the enemy cannot understand, but he will have to back up off of your life. So I pray that you all have a blessed day. Happy Tuesday to you all. Go forward knowing that God has already pronounced victory over your life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Have a good day.
Amen.
Bye.
Amen.